Welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth. You're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different eyes. And remember, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Welcome to this week's Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr., also known as Rev Tony. We are recording in our mobile studio because someone has been traveling without me the past week. So, you know, he's busy. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm well, thank you.
All right, well, that sounds good. That sounds good. You want to go through your thingy?
Sure. So Antonio has Antonio has many upcoming speaking engagements. Sunday, May 10th, which is actually Mother's Day, he is the keynote speaker for the Lupus Awareness Brunch located at 5922 Washington Avenue in Houston, Texas. Tickets are $25 or $30 at the door. Also that week, May 12th, 13th, and 14th, he'll be the theme speaker for the American Baptist Eastern General Association of Texas May Springboard. He'll be speaking on rebranding the church for the 21st century. The program starts at 10 a.m. each day. June 16th, 17th, and 18th, he'll be back in Aetna for the American Baptist Eastern General Association of Texas Youth Congress, speaking on sex and the church to a group of high school and college students. Then June 20th through the 28th, he'll be all the way in India, speaking at a pastor's conference for pastors throughout 50 villages, speaking on leadership, church planting, and business strategies. If you would like for Antonio to speak at your upcoming event, go to revtony.org/booking, fill out that short, quick form, and I will be in contact with you within a day or so. So look forward to hearing from you.
Sounds good. I'm actually looking forward to India. All right. Sounds real good. Let's see if we got us a good one today.
So today's topic is actually, I don't know if it's good. Well, it's always good. Prioritizing your day.
That is a good one. That is a good one. That is so a good one. And we need to... Yeah, we need to address this immediately. In fact, Libby, I know you got an agenda. Let me start this one. Yes. Let me start this one. I have to stand up and get my energy flowing because this is a good one. This is a good one. In fact, let me put my shoes on this and let me get into business mode for this one. No. Because I've got some stuff to say about this one. Listen, guys.
Oh, my.
So let me give you the big picture of everything and make your life, I don't know, make sense or make it worse. Either way, it's something you need to hear. So how can you have a good life if you never have a good day? How can you have a good day if you spend 80% of your day doing the exact thing you don't want to be doing and you can't stand? How can you have a good week if 80% of your day, which now in turn is the 80% of your week, doing exactly the one thing that does not make you good, does not make you awesome, or the exactly 10 or 20 things, the things that you cannot stand? If you can't have a good week, and if you can't have a good day, then you can't have a good week. you can't have a good week, then you can't have a good month. If you can't have a good month, you can't have a good year. If you can't have a good year, you cannot have a good life. And if you cannot have a good life, what is the point of living? Did I just make that? Did I make that clear? Right? Okay. I know it came off kind of charismatic, but I need the message to be extremely clear. Let me rewind all of that and do it in less than 10 seconds. If you spend most of your day doing what you hate, you're going to eventually spend most of your life doing what you cannot like, with doing what you cannot stand. Therefore, if you have a bad life, how have you had a successful one? The two can't coexist at the same time in the same place in the same person. So all of these things, your life comes back to how you spend your days. Like, I need you to get this, because prioritizing your day is going to lead to the successful life or the unsuccessful life that you're going to have. Let's start off by defining success. Let's start off by defining success. Success means different things to different people, and it should, right? I mean, there's just a definition of words of success. But what is success for me is not success for you. But let me tell you firstly, how to find out what success is for you. It's something I teach a leadership class every Wednesday at 7 o'clock for my leaders from 7 to 9. So I'm going to fast forward this. So Tempest, you didn't know I was going to do this, but since you're in my leadership class, then you're going to hear it. So you're going to hear this twice, but I'm going to give it to these guys now. All right, so here it is. Here's how you find out what success is for you. I want you to die. Right? I don't want you to physically die, but just in your head, die. Metaphorically, hypothetically, just die. And then the people you love, not the people the people you love and respect. You know, those people, whoever those people are, maybe five people, maybe one person, right? Maybe 15 people, the people you love. Like, if their opinion of you changed, it'll hurt your feelings. Those people. And they spoke over your funeral. What would they say about you? Right? And I want you to think about that. And I want you to get a pencil or a pen, right, some sort of writing device, or your laptop or your cell phone, your notes app, however you do it. And I want you to write down what those people say. And I want you to find a theme in each person's dialogue about you. For example, someone would have said, you know, Tasha was a wonderful friend, the best friend anyone that can ever have. And for you, success would be to be a good friend. Someone else may say, you know what, Jennifer was a great leader. I mean, she knew what she was doing, and she went out her way for people. She treated everybody fairly. And for you, success becomes to be a great leader. And then someone else may say, you know what? She was a wonderful mother. I mean, or he was a wonderful father. He did for his children what no one else would have done. And the way he treated his wife or the way she treated her husband, I wish I would ever find love like that. And for you, to value family is success for you. And go on and go on and go on until you're done with all the people. And then what you're going to have is a list full of words, and there will be themes. And I need for you to know that those things will equal success for you. Because let's think about this for a second. You're dead, and you want people to speak over your life, about how successful you were. And notice that those things that they say about you, it's what your subconscious wants to hear when you're dead. Does this make sense right now, Tempest?
Yes.
All right. Play this exercise. And then write those letters down, those words down, and you're going to find out that success for you is every single thing that the people about you, the people who loved you, the people who you respect the most, the people that just you needed them to say, job well done, they would have defined success for you. And so here's the deal. Here's what you're going to find out. For most of you, for about 95% of you, success has nothing to do with money. Notice that. I did not say, oh, my God, Tasha made so much money. That's not success for most people, right? Most people are not driven by money. That's not success for you, right? So I just made a whole lot of things make sense for a whole lot of you right now. And here's the deal. You can't get to that successful life with an unorganized day. So now let's back up to your day. It's time for you to get your day together, because your day is going to determine what people say about you when you die. Your day, tomorrow when you wake up, today as you rose up, what you do today will determine what people say about you over your casket, over your urn, or however you choose to go, right? A flaming fire in a boat drifting off to sea. I don't care how it happens, but you need to know that what you do today. Here's the deal. Some people wake their days up and immediately start praying. Now, if you're not a religious person, that's okay. But let me tell you what prayer does. Prayer, scientifically, puts a person in the positive state of being. So without knowing it, these people are starting their days off in positivity. The first thing that you must do is start your day off in positivity, because when you fill yourself up with positivity, when you fill yourself up with positivity, you walk out into a negative world unbothered, unaffected. Your job on planet Earth is to be happy. If you're doing something and it doesn't make you happy, stop it. Now, that may not be practical for all of you at this moment in time. Start making methods and ways and provision for you to be able to stop what you're currently doing. If you can't be happy, what's the point of living? You need to start your day off with positive thinking. Positive thinking. You cannot be successful with a negative mind. You cannot be successful with a negative mind. Let me stop right there, because I know Tempest had an agenda. Go ahead, Tempest. And I'm so going to pick back.
No. You keep going.
Okay. So you've got your positivity going, right? Here's the deal. Let's structure your day. If you're a free-spirited person, then structure free spirit in your day. Let me tell you why I said that. Because for a free-spirited person, right, for me, the moment I said the word, here's how you know if you're a free-spirited person. So if I said structure and you cringed, you're a free-spirited person, right? For my structured folks, if I say relax and just go throughout your day, you went, oh, my God, I can't do that. No, right? So now you know who you are. Right, and I'm one of those people. I can't just go through my. I can't do that at all. I need to know exactly what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, how I'm doing it. Right. I even so much to the point where I have someone else running my schedule and telling me what I need to be doing throughout the day. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow until 6 o'clock that well 4 o'clock that morning, because that's when I wake up. Speaking of, well, I'm gonna come back to wake up. So here's the deal. You need to start off positive. And then you need to start scheduling your day. If you're free-spirited, then schedule whatever your name is, name time, right? So if your name is Piper, well, then you need to schedule Piper's time. So from this block of the day, I mean, it could be in the morning, or it could be in the afternoon, you need to schedule that. You have 2 hours interrupted of just being free, 3 hours interrupted just being free, whatever it is, because for you, structuring is stuff that you hate to do. And you don't want to do that. You want to stay who you are, but you want to do it in a structured environment, right? You want to stay who you are. You can stay a free-spirited person, but it needs to be in a free-spirited block of time. You don't need to be just floating through life if you have a destination. Because here's the deal. If you don't have a target, then you don't have a destination. If you don't have a target or a destination, then you can shoot all you want to, but the only times you're going to hit your target is randomly. And why on earth would you leave your destiny up to randomness. That makes no sense at all. That makes absolutely no sense at all. If you shoot 40 bullets and you hit a target twice, but you can never see it, you was in a dark room, why in the world would you want to fail 38 times before you hit on target two times? And then you wouldn't even hit center mass on a target. You just got in the area. You just got close enough to fail. And no, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You want to know where you're going. Let me tell you why you want to know where you're going. You want to know where you're going because if you want to be a medical doctor, then you're not going to be doing drug dealer things, right? You're not going to be doing janitor things. There's nothing wrong with being a janitor, right? But I'm just saying, if you want to be a medical doctor, then when someone comes in your life trying to take you off course and it's not doctor-like things, if it's going to be something that's going to mess up your background, mess up your GPA, then you're not going to do it if you know where you're going. Right? But most people don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going. And for that matter, you need to know why you're doing it, but that has nothing to do with your day right now. But I just want to throw that out for free. So you're going to have to be able to stay positive and structure your day. If you're in marketing or sales, you need to have, and this is going to bless somebody. It blessed me when I was in sales. Well, I guess in a way I'm still in sales in a roundabout way. But here's the deal. Schedule phone calls. When you wake up in the morning, you know you don't check voicemails. You know you can't stand them. And you know you're afraid of the phone. So guess what you do? The only way to get over the phone fear is from 8 to 11 is all your phone calls is what you should do. Matter of fact, I'd even do it a little bit earlier. I'd do it from 7 to 11. You know why? Because I would have people waking up to my voicemails. So when they get up, I'm on their agenda for the day. So if they forgot about me, I forgot about Tony. I need to, right? And so by the time you call them again, yeah, man, I got your message this morning, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So schedule a block. Because here's the deal. If you work when you got more leads than you have time, it's the worst thing you can do than keep chasing leads. Now, you want to get to the point where you have more leads than time. Right? You want to get there. You definitely want a lead is whatever your organization is. It's potential money, basically. It's potential money, and you want to have more potential money than you have time to actually go get. You always want more potential money than you have time to actually go get. So that's broken down what leads is. And so now here's what you want to do. You want to schedule a block to talk to all those potential monies, right? You want to do that. But you want to do it to where there's a cutoff time. So then you're not always chasing potential money. Once it's cut off, now you're closing deals, right? Does that make sense, Tempest? Am I
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to be closing deals. You don't look, if you always keep your energy in the potential and you never take it to Connecticut, I can't believe I said that. Kinetic. If you never make
not
it,
the same.
You know what? Here's the funny part. I've got a friend that just moved to Connecticut, and I social network, and I just got finished talking to her before we started this here, and that's totally why Connecticut just came out of my mouth right now. So don't judge me. Kinetic with a K and without all the T's. And the C's that the state Connecticut actually has. If you're overseas, I know we got people in Canada and different countries. Connecticut is a small state in America. I'm totally tripping. It has nothing to do with energy, but yeah, just forgive the slip of the word, right? However, if your energy stays in potential, but it never hits the K word, right? I don't know why you want to mess it up this time, right? It never hits kinetic energy. Then you're never closing deals. You're never making money. Here's the deal: you can't count money that you haven't closed on. You just can't do it. So don't have all your days making phone calls because how are you out closing deals? So schedule it. Schedule your potential energy, and make more of the day about kinetic energy. Schedule what could be, and spend most of your day about what will be. Here's the best part of your day that most of you are hurting yourselves with right now. Stop being so negative in your day. I know I said be positive, but stop being so negative. Stop starting your day with I can't and how you won't and how you can't do it. And no, guys, no, you have to stop it. You can do anything in this world that you want to do. Whatever the mind can conceive, that same mind can achieve. Matter of fact, scientifically speaking, quantum physically speaking, and I love quantum physics. If you guys new to the podcast, you probably wouldn't know. I am absolutely consumed with quantum physics to the point to where I read one or two quantum physics books a month, and I can't even read intro to quantum physics stuff anymore because I'm way past that point. I love quantum physics. And let me give it to you in a scientific level. Your body can never go where your mind has not taken it first. I'll say it again. Your body can never go where your mind has not taken it first. So when you quit that job you just quit, or the job you quit a long time ago, you quit in your mind before your body ever actually went through. Right.
Yes.
Ain't that right, Tempest? Right?
Yes.
Your body has always gone where your mind went first. When you fell in love with your wife, you fell in love with her in your mind before your body actually ever went to the altar. Right? It doesn't matter how you look at it. Your body will always follow where your mind is taking it. So when you take your mind into negativity, right, so when you wake up in the morning, you're going, oh, my God, I hate this job. Guess what you just did to your body? Your body is going to walk into that job into nothing but negative people and negative circumstances because your mind went there at 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I just did
some knowledge. Likewise, adversely, on the adversely, on the other end of the spectrum, your body will follow your mind to some amazing places. Put your mind throughout your day in some absolutely amazing things. I am going to close this deal. I will make 100 phone calls today. I will be happy today. Let me back up. I am happy today. I am making 100 phone calls today. Because as long as you keep it in the wheel, as long as you keep it in the future, your breakthrough will always be in the future. It'll never happen into the now. Right? As long as you keep your breakthrough in the future, man, I'm almost there. You're going to always be almost there. I just liberated somebody of the reason you keep almost making it but close but no cigar, because you keep telling yourself that you're close but no cigar, and that every time you get it, you're almost there. Now, I can't just cut the corner. I can't just get over the hump. I can't. And that's why you keep getting that. Whatever you hold in your mind, you're going to hold in your hand. And the reason why you can't get over the hump is because your mind can't get over the hump. I am over the hump. Put your mind inside your day in a better place. Schedule some you time, and don't make it all day, because then you're spending the rest of your life with just you, not your dreams, not anything else, just you, right? And that's not always a good thing, because if you're just as crazy as me, I don't always want to be with my own thoughts, let me just tell you, right? So you guys just have to be able to do that. And this time I'll pause for real. You had an agenda, Tempest, and we want to touch on a few things that you had to say so we can touch on them and hit everybody.
I don't even want to say what I had to say because it's nothing. Like,
No. Say it because someone needs to hear it. It's amazing. It's amazing, right? So I'm saying the same thing to you. It's not just nothing. It's amazing.
Okay. I was just going to say from, like, an assistant point of view, because we not get caught up, that's our job. We get caught up in, you know, taking care of one person or taking care of an entire department. That's why I said I don't even want to say what I had to say, because it's nothing like that. I think we get so caught up on just getting so people come at us with stuff all day, you know? do this, do right. that. Sometimes you have to tell people no, or, you know, you're going to have to wait. And for me, that hurts my feelings when I have to tell somebody that, because I don't know why, it just hurts my feelings. I guess I have issues with telling people no. But take care of yourself first.
That's
all I was going to say.
No. Absolutely. Look, you got to, now, so Timbers is right. So the assistant's job, especially being my assistant, her job is to get caught up in the matters of me. So here's the deal. Tempest will render herself ineffective to me if she loses herself in me and forgets to take time for herself. And the truth is, most of you have done that. You have done it once upon in your life, or you're in the middle of it right now. And what you need to learn, and what you need to take grasp hold of, is that if you can't be happy, you can't even do your job correctly. And if your job is to take care of the people, right, then you need to be happy yourself. Now, that may sound selfish to some of you, but let me say it this way. Do you really want to be laid across a table, an operating table, and the doctor is getting ready to cut you open? And it's major surgery, too, like it's heart surgery, it's brain surgery. It's something that you need to live, liver surgery, removing cancer. Do you really want the surgeon to be unhappy because he's having a midlife crisis right now, because he had a bad week, because he had a bad month, or because he's doubting himself and his internal pleasure, or because all week long he's put everybody else before him? Do you really want him operating on you? And that's the deal. So it's not selfish, right? It's not selfish that you need to take time for yourself, because you would have demanded, hey, sir, before you cut, you need to go drink some coffee and listen to some music real quick, alter your mood before you open me up. And that's fair. So if and here's the deal. It's easy to see it that way, but most of us can see everyone else's problems, feel everyone else's feelings, and totally ignore our own. And that's actually the life of an assistant, to put their lives before everyone, put their lives on the back burner and deal with everyone else's schedule, and then go home at night and they're failing a test because they didn't actually study the night before, right? It's not that they don't know how to manage their day. Well, it could be a little bit of that. It's because they put everyone else before themselves. And now, with the 2 hours left, they're so tired that I say I'll study in the morning, but, you know, it never happens, because as soon as they wake up in the morning to study, they wake up with a text message from me. Man, so I clearly must be talking about myself right now. I've clearly done tippers like this before. Like,
no.
Jesus, laughing too hard. Yeah, you told on yourself, right? That's okay, right? So the deal is, you wake up in the morning, she's going to do a homework. Tippers is going to do a homework. Now that we know we're talking about tippers, tippers is going to do a homework. And as soon as she gets the homework, she wakes up to a message from me with a list of things to do. And now her responsibility kicks in, and all she can do is do my work and say, well, I'll do it later on tonight. And, of course, tonight never happens. Right? So you always do, you included, Tempest, you always want to take care of yourself, because yourself is the one who matters. And when you make yourself happy, then you can go out into the world and make everyone else happy.
That is very hard to do. I struggle with that. And it's not because you put a lot on me. It's just that...
So I put a whole lot on you. I know that for sure.
Okay. You do put a whole lot on me, but it's not that I'm not taking care of myself. I'm not putting myself first because you put a lot on me. I think it's just... I'm trying to say this in a way that it doesn't sound cocky, or that I'm bragging on myself, but I just want to serve you so much that I guess I put, you know what I'm trying to say? I kind of put myself on the back burner because my heart says, well, let's get this done first.
Right.
And then I'll
sure.
take care of me.
Right. So a couple of things that go on here. So what you guys don't know is I frequently call Tempest and say, hey, how's school going? Got a test today. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to let you work today. No, 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 no.
I can do it.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah, that's what she says.
And
when I say I got it, I
really do feel that I have it. And I do get it done. I do get
everything
done.
You definitely get it done.
Okay, this isn't a complaint. I'm just saying.
No, you're not complaining, but this is a good teaching
thing. My wanting to serve is stronger than taking care of myself. I don't know if that's crazy.
Well, that was going to be my second point. So, basically, Tempest brings in a very good point. It's a good question. Someone else is struggling with this issue. This is why this podcast is so awesome. It's because you got two totally opposite people interacting on this podcast. And so here's the deal. It's my job as a leader to know that Tempest has kind of lacks the ability to schedule her day, right? And she lacks the job to schedule her day because her day means to schedule my day, right? And so the actual very definition of your job is to take care of the matters of me and then take care of the matters of you, right? But I have to be self-aware enough to know that there's some things that I need to back up off and let you take a day off because everything's not the end of the world and everything doesn't need to be done today at this very moment like I like it to happen, right? So we definitely need to be mindful of that. But here's the deal. When you express a desire to serve me more than you want to serve yourself, that's a talent. You have a talent for serving. And so what you need to do is just redirect that or expand, not redirect it. Because if you redirect it, you'll feel bad. If you redirect your talent to serve you, you'll feel bad. So here's what you do. You expand what serving means. And in this case, serving can mean, let me schedule a few things in a day that I can do for myself. So when he says, let's get this done, instead of telling him, I have it to you done in 30 minutes, let me tell him, give me 90 minutes. I'll never know that you just took an hour for yourself. Because I'd be like, hey, cool, 90 minutes, no problem. And I'll be happy with 90 minutes, right? So look, I just gave you a free tip. You're like, huh, I never thought about that, right? And feel free. Feel free to do that because the more of an efficient person that you are inside of yourself, it's the more that you can help me in this organization, right? The better you feel about yourself, it's the better results that we as a whole can get out of you, right? So, don't ever knock that you serve more than, but, that you just had this talent, this desire to serve. Because if you stop serving, then you stop being yourself. And I just said at the beginning of this podcast, you don't want to stop doing that. However, you need to expand what your talent means and expand serving to also include you. Because no one will ever treat Tempest better than treat Tempest. No one. You're never going to be able to talk with a voice that's better than your own. You're never going to be able to feel your feelings like you would feel your own. And that's for anyone out there. It's not just for Tempest. No one would ever speak with your voice but you. No one would ever feel the water in your shower hit your body the way you will. You will be the one who will always feel you. And you must always protect your you-ness. And I'm telling you guys, from a guy who lost himself serving everyone else, schedule time for yourself in your schedule, even if it's 30 minutes. And you let that 30 minutes be uninterrupted. You get your addiction, whatever it is, as long as it's legal and healthy. Coffee, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, your favorite television show. Yeah, that's mine. Yeah, she tippers. No, that's mine. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Boy, if they were ever illegal, I'd have felonies. I'm telling you. But that's my thing, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. But you take that one thing and you just sit back and enjoy you. Because you need to love you. And when you love you and you schedule that in your day, then out of your overflow, you give to people like me. That way, you're never drained at the end of the day because you didn't take from you. You were overflowing by the time you got to me, and I got your overflow. And if you keep letting the world take from you, and not from your overflow, then you're going to live a very unhappy life. And you don't want to live an unhappy life. Last thing, I said at the first, at the very beginning, you don't want to do everything that you don't want to like, that you don't like doing. So here's what you do. Let me tell you how you get out of that. Right? You don't want to spend 80% of your day doing things you hate. So for the next week, I want everybody, and we close with, do you have anything else you want to add, Tempest?
No.
Okay, well, here's my closing thoughts. It's a closing exercise for you guys. I already gave you exercise about the funeral. Here's another one. It's going to bless your whole life. Get you a piece of paper. Take today, whatever today is. I think this podcast comes out on Fridays. I'm not sure when it comes out, right? Tempest Pampers, all that. Right? But however, right, take whatever today is, whatever you're listening to it on this day, and then get a piece of paper, draw a line. Draw a line on that piece of paper. On the left side, I want you to put the word load. And I really want you to put that word. Don't put hated it. Don't translate me. Put load, because I want it to stand out to you. And load is a stronger word than hate. And then I want you to put loved on the right side of the paper. Left side, load. Right side, loved. And throughout your day, I want you to write down every single thing you do on one side of one of those sides of paper. If you did it and you didn't like it, or if you was indifferent about it, it goes on load. I don't know. There's no indifferent section. It's you loved it or you didn't, right? So if you went to pick up the kid and you loved that, you put love in that because family is important to you. If you went to pick up the kids and you was like, oh, my God, I hated this, right?
It's not
why? Like kids. It's not that you don't like your kids. It's that you probably don't like traffic. Or you probably don't like waiting in that long line. Right, and that's something you don't like doing, right? It's not your kids, right? It's the long line. It's the man. I could have been doing something else, right? And over the course of a week, you'll find out that every single thing that you do falls in one of those categories. And if the left side of the paper, which more than likely it will, outweighs the loved side of the paper, which is the right side of the paper, I need you to know that you spend most of your day doing what you hate. Do this exercise. When I do coaching, I actually do self-coaching. When I do coaching, this is one of the first things I have people do. Do this exercise because you're actually going to see what your week is like. And for most of you, your week is something that you hate with a passion. And if your week is that, then your month is that. If your month is that, then your year is that. And if your year is that, then your life is that. And if your life is unhappy, then what's the point of living? Those are my final thoughts. Take it home, Jimmy.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Brick by Brick. If you would like for Antonio to speak at your upcoming event, visit us at revtony.org/booking. Fill out the short form, and I'll be in contact with you soon. If you like what you heard or want to share your thoughts about what you heard, please rate and comment on this podcast. We do take everything you say to heart, and we do try our best to better serve you. So you make this podcast better, so help us out by commenting. And that's it. Thanks for tuning in. See you guys next time.
All right, guys. Well, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire or you're just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune in to us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.